Hello. Welcome to a very special episode of Review from the Bridge for the 18th of August 2010. Here in Review from the Bridge, we try to bring you all the news and views of the Aer Lingus Belfast Giants and the Elite Ice Hockey League. My name's Patrick Smith, and it's only a week until the Belfast Giants take on the Coventry Blaze in the season opener for the Elite League of 2010-2011. The puck drops for the Charity Shield 1 week today at Coventry Skydome. And this afternoon I got a chat with last season's Belfast Giants captain, Colin Shields, and began by asking Colin if he thought that after a close season last season, that the playoff championship was justification for the ability of that team.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did feel like we kind of fell short a little bit during the season for whatever reason. Maybe just kind of giving a couple of games away here and there. I think anytime you lose the league by 1 point, you're going to look at games that you felt like you messed up on, or we kind of gave them away, or games that we fell short. But, we definitely had a team we thought that was capable of winning the league in the regular season. We came real close, and that was obviously disappointing. And we had a good run towards the end of the season to try and catch up with Coventry, but, we were just kind of too many points behind, and kind of hit a good stride going into the playoffs. And then we had a strong series against Newcastle, and then came up against two great teams, Nottingham and Cardiff, in the final four there. And we did have a great team all season, and I think it was just kind of a testament to the guys who really came together as a group and kind of played together kind of with that one goal of winning the playoffs in mind. And I think it definitely paid off, and it's definitely a nice way to cap off pretty decent season overall. To lose the league by 1 point, you can't be too unhappy with. Obviously it wasn't our goal to finish second, but it was definitely a nice way to finish after falling short there.
To take both games in the playoffs, both the semi-final and the final, to penalty shootouts, has got to show the team had some nerve.
Yeah, I mean, in the first shootout, Schweizer scored a couple of big goals, obviously. The first one to keep us in it, and then the second one to win. So he came through big, and then in the final, Chevy scored that big goal. But I think that definitely, looking back, I think Murph won us both those games in the shootout. Obviously, you got to score goals to win the shootout, but Murph made some pretty unbelievable saves, and that last one he made on Bierbauer there before Chevy scored was pretty much probably one of the best saves I've ever seen, and it was definitely the save of the season for us.
A great season for yourself last season, picking up Player of the Season award. Are you at the top last season's achievements?
Well, I mean, last season, kind of everything went pretty well for me, kind of offensively and point-wise, and, just trying to kind of take leadership and kind of take the role that was kind of given the captaincy there, and just try and lead by example and lead by working hard on the ice and contributing in the best way I can, and that's offensively. So, things went pretty well, and I was fortunate to play with some really good players last year, and, we signed up a lot of great good players this year. Just kind of got a little bit more depth, I think, if you look at our team, our roster this year, so the scoring might be maybe a little bit more spread out. So I'm just going to continue to build on what we built here last year and move forward. We also got a new coach and a lot of new players, so it'll be important for us to come together early as a team and kind of focus on our goal and our objective of winning the league title and get that going right off the hop rather than worrying kind of about individual performances.
Did the coaching change come as a bit of a shock to you guys, or were you guys aware that that Doug was going to be coming in?
I kind of heard whims about Steve kind of after we had finished in Nottingham there, that we were kind of, he was leaning towards trying to, he had a couple of job opportunities back home, and they were just kind of too good to pass up, and with the timing of his family with a new baby and everything, it was just too good an opportunity for him to pass up at that time. So, and as far as the new coach, that was pretty much all, Todd and the owners are kind of in charge of that. And, you don't really, once it was made clear that we were going to have a new coach, I think we did a great job recruiting Doug. And, as you can see by the players he's brought in and some of the plans he's laid out, and some of the things have got ahead of us. He's done a great job so far, and I'm pretty confident that he's going to do a great job this season.
What does your own off season consist of, Colin? Is it do you get much time skating, or is it all just rest and relaxation?
No, I mean, pretty much kind of take. But we went to the World Championships last year. Myself, Stephen Murphy, FIFA went to the World Championships, and Mark Garcet, obviously, too, is on our team now. So kind of get back from that towards the end of April, and usually take about a month off. Pretty much all of May, did some work with some different school programs in May and just kind of rest the body up, and then kind of start back into off-season training program about June 1st, which is mostly just off-ice training, kind of in the gym with some weights and cardio and some different speed and exercises to build up some strength for the, if you know, for the incoming season. And I think we skated about once a week pretty much all summer, and then the last couple of weeks we've been getting on the ice every day, and then we're obviously starting our training camp next Monday, so we'll be getting on the ice every day with the guys, and the guys will start coming in towards the end of this week and get going for real.
As you've been seeing this new team being put together, has there been anybody caught your eye that you're particularly looking forward to skating alongside?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much all the guys. It's obviously great to get Benny back. Benny's was a big part of our team last year, you know, in the playoffs, and then before he got hurt as well. I know he took a bad injury there from that hit, and he was a big part. I played with Benny most of the first half of the season before he got injured, and you know, he's a great player to have on your team, and brings a lot of things, a lot of work ethic, and he's obviously got a lot of skill too. A lot of new guys coming in, I've kind of played against some of them back in the States, maybe in college or in pro, and so a lot of guys coming in with some good skill and good work ethic, and looking towards you know, that one goal of winning a championship. So hopefully you know, we can get things going right off the bat. I know we got a game, a tough exhibition game next week, and then you know, we got a tough opening game against Nottingham, but we had Nottingham last year in the first game, and I think they beat us, so we'll be kind of looking forward to going back into there, and it'll be, I'm sure, obviously a sold-out building in Nottingham, and it'll be a tough challenge for us, obviously, going into the first game, but we'll be looking forward to it.
Last season, you had the opportunity to pit yourselves against an AHL opposition. This season, there's a bit of a step up there. Facing the Bruins must be an exciting prospect.
Yeah, I mean, it's we've had a lot of questions about it and a lot of different opinions and stuff, but I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You've probably heard that before, and just to have the chance to play against, you know, such a team like the Bruins, Original Six, coming over here for the first time, and it's the first time I'm sure that, you know, a UK team's actually facing an NHL team like that, so it's, you know, it's an exciting thing to be a part of. It's a huge thing for the city of Belfast, for the whole country. It's a huge deal, and it's just a great opportunity for ice hockey for the UK, and just, it's a great advertisement, and it's just a testament to the Giants and to Todd Kelman, obviously, who's, you know, the instrumental and key to bringing the Bruins over here. And it's going to be one of those things where either if you're not in the building that night, you're going to be wanting to watch it on TV or listen to the radio, or you know, catch up with all the updates or pictures and everything, because it's going to be you know, one of those special things that definitely everyone involved will remember for a long time.
And then when we get into the regular season, have you a chance to check out any of the other rosters, or is there any team that stands out in particular that you think that you're not particularly looking forward to facing?
You know, I mean, every team's kind of looking pretty solid. It's not really any team that stands out to you. I think there's, I think this year again there'll be great balance in the league. I think there was last year. I think it'll be the kind of any team can win on any night. You know, there's not really a team you look at. You can say it's a weak team. With the new import rules, where there's 12 imports for the bottom, I think it's the bottom five teams or six teams, and then the top four or five teams are allowed 11 imports. That certainly makes a difference, giving teams that extra out skater, and you know, kind of gives them a little bit more depth. So you can maybe have a third line, which can play a little bit more ice time, whereas before sometimes the lower teams maybe only have two strong lines and a weaker third line. So I think it's going to be pretty good balance this year, and I think there'll be some good hockey. Sheffield, I think, is going to, you know, be pretty strong again. Nottingham, Coventry, all the usual suspects. I think Brayhead's putting a good team together. You know, and Newcastle obviously is going to have a strong team with a tough building to play in, and you know, Dundee, I think, will be good as well. They're going to shock a few people, and you know, Dan Stevens doing a good job over there. So I think that, you know, overall there'll be good balance, and hopefully it'll be some exciting hockey we played.
As a Scotsman, are you glad to see two more Scottish teams come into the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for Scottish hockey. You know, I mean, you know, Edinburgh's kind of holding the fort there for such a while, being the only Scottish team. So I think that it's great to see, you know, Glasgow's a big city, probably about the same size as Edinburgh, bigger, and, you know, it should have a hockey team, especially in the UK, and, you know, with Edinburgh, gives them that good rivalry, and then Dundee coming in as well, has got a great history of hockey dating back, you know, for a lot of years, so I think that, you know, it's good to have that Scottish, English, you know, get all the mix up and get, you know, get some teams from different countries, different looks to throw at people, and it just creates a buzz, it creates interest all across the country, and hopefully, you know, kind of maintain things here in Scotland and maybe see some younger kids coming through and give some other kids from Scotland the opportunity to catch and break through in hockey and maybe break through in the Elite League in a few years that maybe wouldn't have the opportunity.
Finally, only a week to go until the puck drops in Coventry for the Charity Shield game. You said the training camp starts Monday. Is it just from Monday to Wednesday then for you guys to get ready?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go pretty short. It will be pretty quick where guys will be coming in and we've got a game going. So some of the guys have been coming in this week that have had the opportunity to come in early. So a few of the guys have been skating. And obviously the guys that have been living here this summer, myself, Peacock, Garside, Murphy, you know, and some of the other guys that have been coming in early have been skating. So, you know, it's pretty short, but it's, you know, it's a Charity Shield, but it's an exhibition game for a reason. And, you know, it kind of gives fans an early look at teams, you know, maybe in a situation where teams aren't as prepared as where they are normally, and kind of get that raw look at guys just to see how they look before the season starts, maybe in a little bit of a less pressure role. But, you know, obviously ourselves and Coventry, I'll definitely go out there to try and win the game. It's not like, you know, anyone's going out there to lose. They're just going to take it easy. So it's a good opportunity early on to get some rust off and get back into see where you're at as far as game shape-wise goes. And hopefully there'll be a good crowd there, which usually always is in Coventry. So it'll be a good little atmosphere, especially for us, you know, losing out to Coventry last year. By one point, we'll be wanting to win that game.
Fantastic. Well, a fantastic season for you last season, and I wish you well for this
Thanks
season.
Thanks Thank you.
Thanks again to Colin for taking the time out to chat to us here on A View from the Bridge. Stay tuned to us. There'll be an episode of A View from the Bridge looking ahead to the forthcoming Elite League season, and not least that massive game against the Boston Bruins. Till then, A View from the Bridge is a production by UK Hockey Live for KingdomOfTheGiants.com, and we'll see you next time.